Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Glass Eye, a memoir by Jeannie Venasco, read by Julie McKay. The hero is a feeling, a man seen as if the eye was an emotion, as if in seeing we saw our feeling in the object seen. From Examination of the Hero in a Time of War by Wallace Stevens. My parents raised me in a white-sided salt-box house, the sort children draw in crayon. Years before we lived there, it had been cut in half and moved across town. We never learned why. Part 1. 1. The night before he died, I promised my dad I would write a book for him. I was harboring profound confidence charged with profound grief. The day after he died, I was supposed to turn in a paper about Hamlet. My professor granted me an extension. I focused on the development of Hamlet's grief for his father and the question of madness. 1 week after he died, I was supposed to take a sociology exam. My professor did not grant me an extension. I did not read the chapter about grief, though I answered the questions about grief correctly. 1 month after he died, I wrote on my arms and legs until they turned black. Before I lost him, he lost his left eye. I left his left eye. He is not his glass eye. The eye left him. 9 years after he died, in an attempt to organize my thoughts, I started keeping several color-coded binders labeled Dad, Mom, Jeannie, and Mental Illness.